Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, hope you're doing okay. Hope things are going all right for you. Thanks a lot for tuning in to No Longer Hopeless Podcast. Hey, if things are not going okay, I'm also glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in to No Longer Hopeless Podcast. My apologies. I just got a little bit on my plate going on, and so this podcast is coming out a little later than normal. I'll try to get back to my regular schedule and get it out a little sooner each week. But we're going to keep doing it and be consistent as best we can. So here we are. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming to No Longer Hopeless Podcast. Oh, hey, I do want to let you know, any listener that is using the CAP Radio, CAPRADIO platform, CAP Radio, they are going to be closing their podcast aspect within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So if you are using CAP Radio, I encourage you locate this podcast on a different platform. We're on pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. Apple Podcast, Amazon, Google, and so forth, podcast, Spotify. But anyway, I probably won't bring it up very much, but I did get a notice and I just wanted to pass it on just in case any of my listeners are using CAP Radio, that is going away. So please make sure you find another platform so you can keep getting episodes of No Longer Hopeless. Hey, so I was thinking about it as we're coming into the middle of the second month of the year. And I was thinking about this theme of the name of the podcast is No Longer Hopeless. And I just did a search and I was wondering, what are some of the messages of hope that are out there? What are some of the things going on? And I tell you what, there's a lot of hope out there and a lot of good stuff. But I came across this article that I thought it was really good and I wanted to share it with you. And I'll link it in the show notes. And it's about words and about hope. So something to think about, words, just words alone. They are so very powerful. You know, like the word tells us, they have the power of life and death. Do you ever think about that? I had a pastor one time tell me this phrase. I thought it was such so good. He said, words build worlds. Be careful what you speak. Man, that's pretty good. I mean, think about that. Words build worlds. And we have the power to uplift and to inspire. There's that hymn I think of that, and I'm not going to do justice trying to sing it, but it talks about how great thou art. And one of the words in the chorus talks about, I see the universe being created by your words. Pretty incredible. Words are powerful. But like I said, I came across this article and I thought it was really good. I thought it was well done, put together very succinctly. So I wanted to share it. And hey, I'll share. I'm not going to go through the entire article reading it. I'll definitely link it. I want you guys to go through it as well. But I thought it was really good. It had a mixture of quotes and reflection and also some scripture just about the theme of hope and renewal and just some guidance, and especially just as a Christian in this modern world. I thought and I'm just going to kind of choose a few things to share with you. Something to think about too is, you know, there's something just incredibly powerful about starting afresh with the knowledge that the Lord God is our God of new beginnings and second chances. His mercy is new every morning. And there's lots of scriptures that we can pull from, and I cannot stress enough getting to the scriptures. They're so good. I do want to share some quotes from you. Some of these people you may know, some if you don't, I encourage you to get to know them. Also, some of them you may recognize from even just last podcast, we talked about some of the martyrs that were for the Christian faith. We're going to quote some of them as well. And in no order of importance, I'm just going to kind of go through these because I thought they were really good. But here is from an author, C.S. Lewis. To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable. Because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. Wow. Here's a Max Lucado. God never said the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile. Here's from St. Augustine. Hope is the anchor of the soul. Here's from Pope Francis. Hope is a great gift that God gives us. It is the light that guides us through darkness, the strength that keeps us going, and the joy that fills our hearts. A couple of more, and I'm going to do a few more quotes, but I'm not going to read all of these, but I wanted to share a few more. I thought some of these were really good. This is from Gloria Gaither. God has not called us to see through each other, but to see each other through. Mother Teresa, be faithful in the small things because it is in them that your strength lies. Oswald Chambers, prayer does not fit us for the greater work. Prayer is the greater work. Well, that's the truth. Then it had this on there. I thought this was really good. So we are still in the new year. I know we're technically in the second month, but it's still relatively new. We're in the first quarter, the first 3 months of 2024. And this was a blessing that was on here. And this is a great blessing to speak over yourself, over others, and says, may this year bring you an abundance of hope, a hope that knows no bounds, a hope that lifts you up when life brings you down. May this hope guide you through every challenge and fill your heart with unwavering faith. That's really good. Here's a few more people you may recognize. If not, I encourage you, check them out. Francis Chan. Our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter. Wow. Randy Alcorn. He who lays up treasures on earth spends his life backing away from his treasure. To him, death is loss. He who lays up his treasures in heaven, looks forward to eternity. He's moving daily towards his treasures. To him, death is gain. Here's one that I wanted to share because remember we talked about the Elliots, Jim Elliot, you know, remember from that tribe, and his wife Elizabeth Elliot. This is from Elizabeth Elliot, his wife. Faith does not eliminate questions, but faith knows where to take them. Very, very good. Here's another one that had come up in that we didn't, we his name came up in the podcast last time, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but we didn't go over his story, which I do encourage you to do. His story is incredible, but listen to what he says. He said, God does not give us everything we want, but he does fulfill his promises, leading us along the best and straightest path to himself. Well, that's a really good one. And here's a few more, and it gives a little bit of a bio on some of these. So it says, John Henry Newman was a cardinal and a theologian known for his influential roles in religious history of England. Newman's journey from Anglicanism to Roman Catholicism was marked by deep introspection and theological exploration. He goes on to say, to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. This reflects the importance of personal growth and transformation. That's very, very good. St. Augustine, incredible man of faith, one of the most significant Christian thinkers and philosophers, says Augustine's teachings have shaped Christian doctrine for centuries. He says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Listen, that's what you need to know. The Lord establishes your steps. Get in line with him. C.S. Lewis, we did talk about, but here's a little bit of a bio. It says, a prolific writer, scholar, and a lay theologian. Lewis's works continue to influence Christians through Christians' thought. Here's his quote. The Christian does not think God will love us because we are good, but that God will make us good because he loves us. This is a powerful reminder of God's transformative love. C.S. Lewis is a prolific author. He wrote the Chronicles of Narnia series, the Screwtape Letters, Mere Christianity, and much more. I really encourage, if you don't know who C.S. Lewis is, look into his works, into his life. Fantastic story, great author. here's a couple of more. Timothy Keller says, a renowned pastor and theologian. Keller's teachings often focus on faith's role in modern life. His words say, our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. Boy, that's pretty good, isn't it? Challenges us to practice unconditional love and grace. Radical love echoes in the teachings of Jesus. We need to remember that. Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. And then one last one here. It says from Joni Erickson Tada. An author and an advocate for people with disabilities, Joni's own journey through adversity has been inspiration to many. Her quote says, sometimes God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. This offers perspective on suffering and God's larger plans, encouraging resilience and faith amidst challenges. And again, we can go on, and I'll link this in the show notes, but here's the deal. This is great messages of truth and of hope and of renewal and love, and that's what I want you guys to get. I want you to get that all around us, past and the present and things to come, there is hope to be found. There is a reason to be no longer hopeless. This was a great little article of just kind of helping you focus on the hope that is around us. Grab some of these quotes. And of course, there is scripture. Get involved in scripture. Scripture is full of hope. Matter of fact, go back to season one of this podcast. We went through every book of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, and showed that there's hope to be found in every book of the Bible. Hey, I hope that you found this podcast to be encouraging and be helpful and hopeful to you. If so, please pass it on. Tell others about it. Here's the deal. I can get the word of hope out to you, but I need you to get the message of no longer hopeless out to others. Like, share, subscribe, however that works for you. Also, continue to comment. We appreciate that. That really helps out the algorithms as well. So you can shoot an email on some of the podcast platforms. You can do it. I know on Spotify, you can do a comment directly to the podcast. And I will work on doing a better job of getting those mentioned and read a lot sooner than I have in the past. Thanks so much for listening. Let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.